Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy, My Dear Boy. Wait, hold on, Alchemy this. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. What's that? Oh, I don't know. 3 to 4, unless they're microwaved, in which case, I'd rather just eat my Alan Edmund loafers. Let's say hello to our alchemist, shall we? First, to count bats at the carnival, it's Chris Alvarado, crispy in all the right places. Reply to the following. I'm sitting across from you at a small diner in Kansas. Our eyes lock, and I softly say, I just thought our food would be bigger, you know?
Yeah, me too, Kevin. You're always right.
It's been a long trip. It's been a long road trip.
Say, howdy do. Now go back in there to James Heaney. Jimmy John Wayne Gacy, do clowns have seltzer insurance?
Most clowns are uninsured completely, which makes the feats that they perform on stage incredible. Because they're risking their lives for laughter.
And now we turn our eyes and ears to Ms. Jackie Gonzalez de Ruth. Jumpin' Jackson pleated slacks. If you had to choose one kind of snack to have for the rest of your life, what is it and why is it not almonds?
I'm gonna go mangoes.
Mm-hmm.
Tasty. Good fiber, big Boom. Filling, also some good moisture in there, good hydrating.
Quad threat. Love it. Coming to you live from Sing Songs of Solomon at the Tents of Kedar, it's Craig Kukowski. Craig, how's the Old Testament treating you these days?
The Old Testament has some good stuff in there.
Yeah.
Like Noah, I mean, solid story, right?
Come on. Only and two
of each. You got to pick two of each. Which ones? Ideally a male and a female. And then, you know, there's Shem and Ham and Japheth, all of his kids, you know.
Sure.
And then I like that part with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
I mean.
Everything I know about the Bible actually is from Darren Aronofsky and the Beastie Boys. So that's as far as I can go.
Oh, man. And last, but bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow, if you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Grease me up a piece of that kitty cat kibble. How's the luck goblin today, and how many clicks does it need?
Oh, my gosh. Well, the luck of goblin only comes out when luck is needed.
Sure.
And right now, luck is needed. So you're probably going to be seeing the goblin around 6:30 to 8:30 tonight. Clear skies, partly cloudy. We got a strong wind coming in from the southwest that's going to like stay in for a moment. It's going to trap some of the moisture. So expect some rain on the early commute. If you're looking down at the I-45, you're going to be able to see there's some heavy traffic, some bottlenecking going right here on exit 14. So just make sure to, you know, plan for that when you're traveling. And besides that, look for highs in the upper 90s for the weekend and then a low of 72 all the way to Henderson County.
Wow, I knew it would be something like that, but I straight up ignored you to prepare for reading the first scene. Let's do a damn show. But first, acknowledgments. In case you thought something was uniquely different about today's entire opening of the show, it was written by our own alchemaniac, David Roger. Soup to Nuts by David Roger.
Wow. Yeah.
That was an experiment.
I was curious.
Yep, it was. Sounded a little different.
I feel betrayed.
Right. I didn't know whether to put the disclaimer at the top or the bottom, and I thought,
I feel dirty almost.
Yes.
Violated. I feel like I just watched a magic trick. I loved it.
I feel like Kevin flipped on us. Like, yeah. We're all just...
Yeah, I really did. And well, thank you, David Roger. Based on that, I would encourage anyone to give it a go. Not easy. That took a lot of work, I promise you. All right, let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from your listener emails or from our Patreon VIPs to become a patron supporter of the show. Like David Roger, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. There's all kinds of exclusive content and other perks, so check it out. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast. Love to read your emails, and I get to them as quickly as I can. The email address, alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com.
Hi, Mom.
Scene one coming. Scene one comes from patron Archimaniac Nicholas Machauer, who wrote, "Hi, Kevin, the dark of space. We are zooming in on Earth. The mysterious fever has gripped the entire globe. A handful of brave men and women will stop at nothing to combat this illness. The year? 1978. And disco has wrought its pernicious magic. This is their story. Hugs and kisses, Nika." Bogart, all the blow, dude?
Oh, no. Honestly, it's not even that. It's just I've been feeling a lot of the weather today.
You got hay fever? Allergies?
I don't know what it is. I've never had allergies until today.
Well, whatever it is, it's causing a little bite to drop onto your mustache.
It's just dried. That's just dried. Do you have any blow? I think that would actually make me feel a lot better.
I don't, but we usually use your guy, so why don't we give him a call?
Okay. Well, he says he doesn't want me to come over because I'm quote-unquote sick.
Oh, cool.
So maybe we could... Oh, wait, what if you go over there?
Yes, yes.
Don't tell him you've been around me.
No. Is there a special knock? Is there a code? Is there a thing? How do I get in?
There's a special knock. So what you're going to do is first you're going to rattle the door.
Rattle.
And you're going to put your chest close to it. Well, really, you breathe deep because he's going to have his ear to the door and he needs to hear you breathing.
Okay.
Okay, which is why I really can't fake it.
Makes sense now. All right, yeah, let's try.
What's going on? Who's there?
Oh, hey. I sent my friend.
You? What's going on?
Yeah. No.
I don't know you. What's going on?
Who the fuck is this?
Hey, hold on a second.
So sorry. I knew you'd have security. That is so cool. Is that a Glock? Looks like
boss.
A Glock.
Boss, what do you want me to do? What should I do?
Let me explain.
Do I know you? What's going on?
Let me explain. Yeah. So I have a friend who's a regular customer of yours. He's sick, and I just need some blow. And
Ernie?
This might help. Yes, Ernie. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
come on in.
Wait. Have you spent time with Ernie?
No, he called me and said we should get some blow. So we're just over the phone.
Boss,
what the fuck's the matter with you? He's in the car now, but
so
he's
you
not
have
coming
spent
in.
Time. Boss, what should I do?
Oh, so you got confused. Did you talk to him on the phone or did you spend time with
him? I talked to him on the phone and then we met here. We have separate cars. He's out front.
Did you hear him coughing, boss?
I heard him coughing.
I did. Yeah, I heard that. Then he screamed. But I see Ernie in a car. Is that your car?
Our hope is that your amazing cocaine will cure him of his illness.
Come on. I mean, I don't know if my cocaine's that good, but.
Well, let's try some. Let's find out.
All right. We can try some. Come on. Okay. Let's just see. Maybe my cocaine can cure illnesses.
Boss, what should I do?
Could you do lines off the Glock? I've always wanted to, never had the situation or opportunity.
No.
Okay.
It's his gun. His balls. That's gun. How we do it.
I respect.
That's how we do it.
A lot of respect.
This might be a bit.
What's that music you're listening to, by the way? That's new. That's weird. What is it?
This is disco. You never heard of disco?
What does that mean?
It's disco music. It's a whole genre.
Disco? Are you saying disco?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying. Disco.
It's short for discount.
That's right. Oh,
discount music. Mm-hmm. So you know it's good.
Come on, baby. Take me out tonight. I want to dance.
Look, baby, you could cram my style. If we go to the disco tonight, like, I want to be seen as available, you know?
Oh, I'll dance with a bunch of dudes. I'll only dance with you a little bit.
Okay, but you want me to walk in the door with you on my arm?
Yeah, well, obviously, you know I can't walk into doors on my own with my weird-ass hip. I just can't do it.
Baby, I love you,
on
but
the dance
that,
floor,
hip,
people
that
throw
hip
me
is
around.
Fucked up, baby. That hip is fucked up.
I know, and I have never seen a doctor, ever.
You're like...
And I won't.
You're like 95% hot, but with one, like, gnarled hip.
It's 5% bad. Thank God. Thank God only the one hip takes 5% of my body. I'm mostly arms and legs. Very long.
Okay, baby, I'll walk in with you to the doors of Studio 68, okay? But... I'm going to wear a mask, okay?
What?
I got to wear a mask.
Wait, what kind of mask, Jimmy? Come on.
Jimmy, that's a good idea. I'm gonna wear a Jimmy Carter mask.
I was trying to call you Sprinkles. I was trying to.
Okay, holy shit. Jimmy Carter is trying to get in. What should we do? I don't know if there's Secret Service protocol or whatnot, but we got Jimmy Carter trying to get in.
Hey, okay. What's going on? President Jimmy Carter here.
Yes, sir. Holy shit.
Okay, let him in. Let him in. Let the guy in.
What's the fucking debauchery going on there?
That better be a bowl of peanuts available for me.
Fuck, we got to get peanuts, wait, man.
Why is it with that?
Oh, and can you open up double doors, both of those? We're going to need the space.
Of course.
Yeah, this is my wife, Rosalind Carter.
She looks different. She looks different, doesn't she? She's a
little different. Oh, you recognize Rosalind Carter? You can think of what I look like?
Yeah, of course. First lady.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I look a little different.
It's fucked up. This is so crazy, dude. Okay, get the peanuts, okay? And we gotta change the whole layout here, okay? We gotta get the drugs out of here. We gotta stop the disco music. We gotta make this like a nice thing. We gotta get people building houses inside this club.
What if he came in for the disco? Why don't we ask him?
Of course
him?
He didn't. No, Jimmy Carter.
Mr. President, sir. Quick question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Quick question. So we're getting those peanuts for you. Are you here for the discount music or something else?
I love discount music.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much.
All right. Let's get the speakers out of here. We got to bring in some more wood. We got to get some nails.
No, he said yes. He's here for the discount music.
Well, what do you want me to do? I already took the LED floor up. Okay. There's no more like the light floor's gone. The music is out of here. We got nothing. All I got wood coming in and nails.
Then this isn't Studio 68 anymore. Now it's just a studio.
Now it's just a warehouse. Look, just put this jumper on, all right? All right, we're going to be painting.
Jimmy John, what's taking so long? You know if I don't start dancing, my other hip's going to go.
I don't know, baby.
Mr. President, Mrs. President, I don't know how to announce. So inside here, we're going to have this section here. We're going to be able to build some foundation for some houses. And then
foundation for some houses. Look, I just want to dance the discount music, okay? Look, oh I got to get back to negotiate peace with Egypt and Israel, all right?
I understand, Mr. President.
It's going to work.
It's going to work.
We know it is. We know it.
Boss, what should I do?
Well, I mean, if you're thinking about investing, honestly, what I would do is I'd diversify. You know what I mean? Don't put all your eggs in one chicken.
I don't know. I got a strong feeling about tech specifically.
I'm going to tell you right now, technology at large is going to stall. Yeah, I don't think any more advancements are going to happen ever. And that's a gut feeling.
Damn. Thanks, boss.
Hey, you're welcome.
Hey, by the way, you're also my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. So I guess we'll just wait until someone knocks or calls or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, let's try another track if we could. This time we're going to go for what the kids are listening and dancing to these days, something called discount music. I've got charts and sheets there in front of you fellas and ladies. So if there's any questions, I'll take them now before we jump in.
Yep. Is that money going to come out of my check? Where is the discount coming from?
The music itself is called discount. You will not be discounted, nor will your paycheck. Great question. Anybody else?
Okay.
So how much would it be for a 45 single?
When this comes out, that'll be up to the record company to actually set the price.
Well, currently it's $1.99 for a 45 single.
Yep. Uh-huh. Unless you, of course, belong to the Columbia thing.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, here we go. And a five.
Hold on. Before we start, I also have a question. It's $1.99. retail, but if we're part of the Columbia thing, I don't know if anyone else called that.
I was a little confused by that. What is the Columbia thing?
Record company?
I think that means getting in on a cocaine deal.
That's what I thought.
Okay, so if we are involved in some kind of drug trade, then the record would be cheaper. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, that's actually true.
All right. That's interesting.
If you call it Columbia House.
No, that's a fantastic idea. Fantastic idea. Yes.
Good Sharon, to the last drip.
Sharon, if you look at the music, we start with the vocals. Okay. So we'll be going on you in five, six.
Could I just discount sounds a little, I don't know, cheap, but what if we call it house music?
house music.
We could shorten the word discount. It's called discount music.
Could I ask something? Are we a focus group? Or are we performing the music or both?
Both of them.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So we're gonna perform the music, then critique it. So,
or vice versa. It sounds like we're starting with the critique.
So, Sharon, you'll see the first line is, how can my love feel so good? How can my love feel so hood? Okay.
So you're going to be reading the music before we...
I just wanted to make sure that she knew where we were. Here we go. And 5, 6, 7.
I have a question. It seems to be my music sheet. It doesn't have her section. Is that on purpose?
You're not a vocalist.
Look. I know you're a DJ, okay? I know you're a popular radio disc jockey. And I'm just a friend bringing over an album. It's got a little cash on it. It's not a big deal. I scratch your back, you scratch my back, huh? Oh, are you all full of ethics now? Morals, this guy over here? Come on.
Now, let me see if I got this straight, Tommy. You want me to spin that wax, and in return, you'll give me some cash. Is that right?
Yeah. Look, you're getting money for making people happy. That's not a bad thing. Now, listen to this line, will you? You're playing the music that feels so good. This music is so hood.
What it is you're saying is catchy. Yeah. It's very, very catchy.
And it's even better. It's even better than when I'm doing it. I mean, we got this lady.
Hey, bartender, just give me my drink, okay? What it is that you're saying, it's offensive at this point.
I don't know what to tell you. They took away all the liquor. All I got are some screws, some hammers.
I just... wanna party tonight.
Play the music, my that's so good. Play the music, that's so good.
It's moving me. It's moving me, man, but I can't truly move my body unless I got a little bit of liquid in me. Come on, baby.
I got water. I mean, I don't got any hot alcohol or beer or anything. They took it all out.
So good. And that is scene one. Oh, man. What it is you're saying to me. Scene two, comes from listener Zach, who wrote, first, I would like to congratulate Melvin. Get out of my throat. First, I'd like to congratulate you all on a new email address, Kevin. You managed to sidestep the trap of a simple, short email address and nabbed another sentence-length address. I hope this actually gets to you. Wow, in my face. My first job was selling ice cream in Virginia. A person came to the window and, after making an order, reached into their wallet and immediately pulled out the exact change. Then they broke down sobbing, confusing us all. It turns out this person was convinced they were cursed to always pull out exact change. And that is the crux of my suggestion. Pointless curses and the people who bear them. Thanks for keeping me sane. Love y'all, Zach.
So in January, we're going to be looking to expand the warehouse area. So that should be more stock for all of us.
How much expansion are we talking about?
We're going to be doing 50 by 50.
Okay.
Wow.
That's crazy big. Okay. Crazy big.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay. All right. Yeah. I guess. All right, then.
Are you okay, Henry?
You just... You said January, right?
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that okay? Is that a scheduling error on our part?
No. Yeah. Wow. Thank you, universe. Okay.
No. Yep. Yeah. Is it or is it not? I don't...
Is there any way we could maybe do March? Is March out of the question? Does it have to be January?
Well, we should do February if that's not. So March would be very far away.
February?
Yeah. Better. Good.
Better. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's call it February 28th just for.
Great. All right. Moving on.
Yep.
February 28th.
Babe, what do you mean? We've put down all the deposits. We have already gotten RSVPs. The wedding is set. It's February 28th.
No, we're going to have to move that, babe.
No, we can't
move
that.
Another work thing?
Another work thing?
Give me one sec.
Yeah. Oh, hello.
Hello.
If this is worth calling, I'm fucking cursed.
Oh my God, I can't wait to see you. We bought our tickets, everything. This is amazing. We haven't left the state in so long.
Dante, who is it?
It's my mom.
Okay.
Ma, listen, unfortunately, you're going to have to reschedule those tickets. We had to move the date.
What? Dante Henry, no, what are you talking about? What do you mean reschedule that?
I told you, dear, he's going to cancel it again.
Oh, my God.
He's going to cancel it like he always does.
I wished I pushed out a dog instead of you.
Ma.
Oh, my God.
Ma, listen to me. Babe, you listen to me. You both know I got a problem with January.
Oh my God.
Okay, no, it's a real thing.
He's saying January.
Oh my God. You know what? It's February.
February 28th. February 28th. Hold on,
babe, because they want to do the war thing in January. You know I can't do January. January is a bad month.
Dante Henry Fontanella, if you don't put down that phone, focus on your fiance, and promise me that you're not trying to change this date again. I'm going to curse you. I'm going to curse your little ween.
Don't leave.
I'm going to put a nasty little curse on it. I'm going to make it go in instead of out when you're excited.
Ma.
It's going to go in instead of out. I can do that.
I got to go, Ma.
Yeah. Hi. My name is Greg. I'm ween cursed.
Hi, Greg.
Hey, Greg.
Thanks.
Hi, Greg.
What happens to your ween, Greg?
Yeah. So I had a dog leg left my whole life, and then
you
had the wing.
Had a what? Sorry.
What?
Golf term. Just he leans left.
Golf term. I had a 45 to the left, and then the wing.
Is this about the iron he's using? What is this?
I think he's talking about his wiener.
That's what the meeting is.
So the ween. Yep. Okay.
So
you had a 45. Let's try to avoid the crosstalk, guys. Let's try to avoid the crosstalk.
Thank you.
45-degree wiener.
Thank you.
That's not a curse. That's a medical condition. That's
not supposed to be any crosstalk at all. But
okay, sorry.
No, it's good. I love talking about this. So, yep, I had a 45-degree angle to the left my whole life, and then the ween curse came along.
Jesus Christ!
And now it's 45 right. So that's a big adjustment for anyone. And I had a real downward spiral after that, the details of which are in my heart. And I hope with more of these meetings, they'll come out of my face. But as of today, this is all I'm willing to share.
I know it's not supposed to be crosstalk, but it goes to the left and then to the right. And then that's the downward spiral. It just keeps going down.
Yeah, it's not a Q&A. Okay.
Sorry.
I think he meant downward spiral as a metaphor. I don't think the ween is then going down. I think
it's like an alligator's.
Was going left and then going right.
Look, yeah, alligators' penises are corkscrews too. Mm-hmm.
Guys, there is a witch of the ween out there that is cursing weens left and right.
We've all been affected
literally
by
and
it.
Metaphorically.
Uh-huh. She's evil. And,
well, she is what she is, okay? She's a witch and she can't help it. But it's not our fault that we've been cursed, okay?
Thank you.
Now, whose fault is it?
Steve, how's that helpful?
No, whose fault is it, huh?
If this meeting's going to break down, let's break it on down.
No. It's always about, hey, it's not our fault. It's just the cosmos, all right? We were just plucked out of there to be cursed by the witch of the ween.
So I should own my curse. I should own my curse as being my fault.
Maybe I did something. All right, maybe there's a way.
Babe. What's this pregnancy test doing on my desk?
You tell me.
I don't know if it was two lines, good or bad, or pregnant or not pregnant. I guess there's no good or bad here.
Wow.
No, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean...
Which one's good and which one's bad, Dante?
Babe, yeah, I didn't mean that. You're so beautiful.
You're so beautiful. You could have meant something that I'm in line with, and you could have meant something that I'm not. So I'm not sure.
I just don't know what two lines means.
Mm-hmm. It means that if we don't get married on February 28th as planned, you're gonna be going down the aisle with something that your family will not
be
proud of.
Wait,
I know.
All right, so we'll just be able to put those pallets there, And then let's just get the scaffolding in place. And, oh, Henry, there you are. A little flushed, but they're good to see you. You okay?
Yeah. Yeah, what's up?
Nothing. We're just a little late, that's all.
Okay, a little flush. That's embarrassing. It's like saying, you look tired. You know what I mean? Like,
you do.
All right, so the scaffolding is going up. Walls are set. Okay.
And we should be getting the new palace in there. And good news, everybody. We have confirmed, hard confirmation, February 28th, we're going to be building. We need all hands on deck. Everybody needs to be here. All right? Because we will be watching everyone work. And that is why we need to be here. All right? So,
February 28th. You look like you're about to say.
That works. It's not. That works for me. That works. That's going to work for me.
What are the hours we should expect on the 28th?
We should be here the 27th. So why don't we get in the 27th around 8:30 p.m. Okay. And we'll be here until...
You'll have the regular bunk beds?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Right. Pizza party.
Hi. I'm here to see the doctor. I'm Mr. Fontanella. I have a 2 p.m. with him.
Henry Dante Fontanella?
Yes, that's me.
Okay. First-time patient?
First time, yeah.
Okay.
Can I be honest real quick? I don't really have insurance or much cash. Look, you work in this place. Let me ask you a question. There's two lines on that. What does that mean? Is that good or is that bad?
Congratulations.
on which part?
I'm sorry. I don't want to presume. I don't want to presume.
Okay. No. So two means.
This could have been handled over the phone. Is this the only reason for your appointment?
This is the only reason. I just need someone to read this test for me.
Okay. Well, the lines are blurred a little bit.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question. If, say, my fiance is pregnant, is there any chance that this baby, based on the month that we are in now, is there any chance that this baby could be born in January?
Okay. Well, I would need to know when the baby was conceived, I think.
Okay, well, all right.
When was the baby conceived?
All right, so last time
this hypothetical
baby. All right, last time we screwed was, well, we screwed in my car because we hadn't been screwing much lately. And then we were leaving dinner and I said, why don't we screw?
Yeah, I came alone. My fiance, sorry, I didn't even ask him to come to the sonogram today. He keeps calling our sex screwing, and it's just
sounds
making
like a
me
real
feel like
piece
a piece
of
shit. Yeah, he's a piece of shit, but it makes me feel like a piece
of
shit.
This jelly's gonna be cold, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for the warning.
Have you thought about leaving him?
Well, more than that, I've definitely thought about seeking vengeance, and I've started to do so around town.
Oh, look at that screen. Do you see that?
No.
Me neither. Hold on. Let's keep going.
I see a lot of things. I mean, that. I see a lot, and I'm not really clear.
Yeah, I think I'm getting some of your tummy, honestly. Some of this looks like tummy. Food.
Hey, Jack. Hey. Hey, how you doing? It's, you know me. You know me. Well, I'm your neighbor.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah. Boy, I'm having one of those days.
Sure, yeah.
Just feel like everything around town is, like, talking to me. You know, maybe I'm stressed. You know, I got
probably
work.
Probably stressed.
I got the, okay. So that sign over there that usually says furniture, does that say January or does that say
it does.
Furniture?
That sign says January, and I was thinking that they'd change the name of the store. It's a strange name of a store.
But now... No, this is 31st Street. Does that street sign say January or does that say 31st Street?
Holy shit. It says January.
Okay.
What's happening?
Okay. I don't know.
I mean, is
man.
The good news
I
it's
don't
not
know.
You?
I don't know what's happening.
Okay. Hold on. Think it's...
Okay, Sarah, is my 2 o'clocker?
Yes, he is.
Okay, I don't see him here. Did he leave?
Well, he was here, and then he said he had to run out for a minute.
Okay, well, that kind of messes everything up.
Can I go? Can I take the 2 o'clock? I was here for the 3 o'clock.
Sir.
Yeah.
You come in every week. You're fine.
Well, I got problems.
You're fine. You're
no,
fine. Put your shirt back on.
I'm so not fine. Look at these nipples. Look at them.
Those look like the nipples of a healthy man.
Nipples come in all shapes and sizes.
They don't look great, sir.
Come on, Sarah. Come
even
on.
I'm just being honest.
Even your nurse slash receptionist.
Excuse me, sir. What month is it?
This is awkward. Hold on a second.
It's okay. I'm running away from you. ma'am, excuse me. Ma'am, what month is it?
Huh?
God, I'll leave you alone. Excuse me. Baby.
Who are you?
Baby, what month is it?
Oh, shit. Oh, God.
Yeah, well, I mean, he called my stomach a tummy. That, you know how that makes me feel? I feel like I'm bloated. I feel like I'm huge already, and I'm already preparing for that. So I made his ween like a chameleon's tongue, where it's just kind of like every time he tries to whip it out, it just curls right back up and goes and just curls right back up into the tight spiral.
Here's your chai latte.
Thank you so much.
That sounds awful.
And thank you for listening to me.
Yeah, no, we're not that busy today, so.
I've lost a lot of friends, and women find my energy too much. They find it a bit alpha, and they don't love it. So,
can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Are you the Wicked Witch of the Ween?
I wouldn't say wicked. Who's saying wicked? Are people saying wicked?
I think they've been throwing that. It's more for the alliteration,
witch?
I think.
Bruce, you can't ask for time off because of a curse, okay? I need you working the rush hour coffee, all right? I can't have you just because you got cursed.
I got cursed. My ween got cursed.
Come on, Bruce.
I had a tiny ween, and now it's huge.
Bruce, come on. Yeah, I need you to work
Monday. I had like a one-inch ween, and she made it 12 times the size. It's a problem.
What do you want me to say to that, Bruce? You want me to be like, oh, I'm so sorry. Now you got a hog down there?
Look, why can't I just work in the back?
Bruce, we need you up front. And don't tell me it's going to get in the way in your khakis. I need you to be up there moving.
Look, it's your policy that we all wear khakis three times too small, okay?
The less fabric, the better. It just is science, Bruce.
Can I wear a looser pant?
Bruce, I'm sorry.
Hmm.
Quiet, Bruce. Quiet.
I want. Hello? Hello?
Quiet, Bruce.
Hello?
Oh,
Bruce.
Oh, hi. Hi.
Hello.
I'm under the counter.
Oh, okay. I will take a coffee.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, coming right up.
Why are you walking like a duck down there?
Look, I got my ween cursed, man.
Holy shit, that's a freaking hog.
Yeah, look, I just want to get you your coffee and get you on your way, all right? I don't want to talk about my hog, all right?
Hey, there's meetings for this. I'm a part of it.
Hold up, who are you calling a hog?
It speaks, too. I mean, can that be covered in the meetings?
I don't know. Shit, this is weird.
Yeah,
all right.
I know.
Hey, I know. Hey, look at me. Did you call me a hog?
Yeah.
Answer him. He's going to get mad.
This is a weird
you
day.
You don't want him mad.
Okay. Yes, I'm sorry. I called you a hog.
Just a drip coffee?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Hey, Bruce, is Lemmy there?
Is Lemmy there?
Yeah, you're... Your guy, is he there?
Yeah, Libby, it's for you.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Lemmy, you psycho. How you doing?
Hanging right.
I know that. Anyway, look, I got a line on some good cocaine. I don't know if you want to jump in.
Keep talking.
Look, we got to meet somebody over at the port, but do me a favor. Can you ditch Bruce?
Lemmy, don't do this, man.
I mean...
I'm trying to stay clean.
Baby. Hi.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi.
I've had a day, babe. I just want to tell you a couple things. One, I love you. Two, it is...
Wait. A day? You've been gone for like 5 weeks.
What? No, this morning I left.
You ran out of the house? I've been trying to call you? You've been gone for like 5 weeks. We couldn't get a... I've been actually talking to your mother to try to figure out where you were.
Who's that?
It's me, Henry. It's the entire office. We we came over looking for you. And where were you on the 28th?
Why are you wearing my bathrobe?
I was cold.
Babe?
The entire office is...
Are these donuts for everybody?
Here.
That is scene two.
So it's not weird.
Oh, man. January really was a curse for that guy. Scene three comes with some Patreon double VIP, Catherine Wasser, who wrote, "Hello, Kevin. I've been hoping that one of my late April suggestions with backstories would make the grade, but I suspect not, since it's already mid-July and I haven't heard back. As a former coworker of mine would have said, no doubt, responding to my whining, quote, bitch, 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 doesn't anybody fuck anymore, end quote. Which always cracked me up. So anyways, I'm trying to come up with more ideas because my early success went to my head, I think. But this suggestion is to let you know that my second backstory about the Roadrunner is still going on, so I think that makes it a real backstory. Anyway, I'm going to send, that's many anyways, I'm going to send you another message. Ooh. Good. Via your sort of new email, because that way I can send you some pictures. Ah, of Linguini. That's what I've named the Roadrunner. No idea why. It's just what popped into my head. When people ask, what's his name? I don't see any way to send pictures via this site, and I do want to send a couple. So for now, I'm going to just jump in there and say, alchemythisemail@gmail.com is where you should send your photos. For now, I will just say greetings to everyone. I love every episode. I'm constantly gobsmacked by the terrific ideas your listeners come up with. And as for Linguini, the Roadrunner, more A-N-O-N, or Anon, as in short for anonymous. All the best from, thank God, finally, Rainy Tucson, or Tucson, Catherine. So Linguini the Roadrunner will be our scene suggestion.
Oh, okay.
So I got all these pictures. I got all these pictures, and I just want to be able to upload them.
What kind of computer are you using, sir, if I may ask?
That's why I came over here to King's. Right. I don't have a computer. So I have all...
Can we sell you a computer today? Maybe that would help load the pictures.
No, I'm fine. Honestly, I'm good without it. Okay. So let's...
Hard copy photos you want to send in the mail? Is that what's happening?
No, you want to send
these digitally.
I don't want to send them digitally at all. No, so these manila folders, all these ones I have here, these are the photos.
Okay.
And I want to be able to upload them to a folder for me. Yeah. So I have them.
Mm-hmm. So you need a scanner, some sort, printer, scanner, to scan the photos into a printer, digital scanner, form. Printer, scanner. Uh-huh. And then you'll want to put them into a computer.
Okay, let's do that.
Yep, great. So take a look at the scanners on the floor and let me know which one you want to purchase. If there's a printer, scanner, scanner.
Oh, no, I don't want to purchase. If you could do that, if you could just printer, scanner,
you've come to
scanner
Stables them, hoping we would help you with your physical needs. Which is what we sell. We sell all the A's. So.
Okay, I see what's going on here. Look, I came to a Kinko Staples in order to get all my photos digitized and put in a folder online so I could use. All right?
Yes.
Because I understand now that's where everything's going tech-wise. So why don't we just do that, all right? If you can't do that, maybe there's someone who can help me. I'm a Staples Kinko's member, all right?
Yes. Okay. Let me just run your membership card through, and then we'll just be able to...
I don't have a card.
Okay. You have a phone number on the account?
No.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'll tell you what. Let me see the photos.
Okay. I got to check this one out.
Oh, geez. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is that what I think it is?
Yes. It's a Roadrunner.
Wow. I've not seen one up close like that.
They're not fake. A lot of people tell you they're fake because you see them in a cartoon. They're real.
The Roadrunner is real.
Yes.
The photo is fake.
No, the photo is real.
You didn't take this.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Just checking. So you're not even sure, since you didn't take these photos, if they're real, but you want to download them into...
Hi, I'm calling because I need to return a box that I got from you. It was supposed to be spring-loaded with a big red boxing glove, and it's supposed to wham, bam, boom. But what happened was when I set the box down, instead of being triggered by the intended, it just blew up in my face. Could you help me with this return?
I can, yeah. See,
it seems like your business constantly sends me malfunctioning garbage.
I just work here. I don't make them. I don't manufacture.
I'm sorry if I'm coming across as aggressive, but I've faced serious physical injury multiple times, and I'm at wit's end.
I'm sorry about that for you. Then your personal situation is absolutely your personal situation. My personal situation is just working this super thankless job for very little money and having people treat me like I am just another pen on the
wheel. Have you ever had a corner stick inside?
I'm sorry to interrupt, sir. I'm sorry to interrupt. Dina, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah.
Give us 1 second, sir.
Okay.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I don't. I'm sorry.
We're the Kinko side. We don't talk about our feelings. Okay.
It's just.
Dina.
When I was working at the state.
Yeah, the Kinko side. We don't talk about our feelings.
But when I was working at the Staples side. And I did get to express myself a little bit. I felt better when I went home. And now that I'm at the Kinko side and I can't, I'm angry when I get home. I'm angry, okay. John.
Well, you're talking to me about your feelings.
I don't like to be angry.
So I'm going to have to dock you some pay.
No, please, no.
All right. You're in line, sir?
I can't.
Sir, you're in line?
I'm waiting. They're supposed to be helping me, so I'm like mid-transition.
You're in line for the Kinko side, the Staples side, or the Taco Bell side?
It's the Kinko side. There's a Taco Bell side?
Yeah.
All right. You've been patted down. Have a seat. All right. You got a file with you there? All right. Why don't you hand those files over to me? Let's see what we got here. Pretty good. Did you take these yourself?
Nope.
These are nice. Do you know who took them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you work with him, for him, her?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Original copies?
Did you say work with him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you do? Are these original copies?
First time I've seen them.
Have these in any way been uploaded to a cloud, digitized in any way to the best of your knowledge?
I tried.
Oh, you did?
So, I mean, we can open the window of the plane when we reach a certain height. It's not safe for me to fly through a cloud. I need to get these as close as possible, all right? They got to touch the cloud.
They have to touch the cloud?
Yeah. Jesus Christ, what are you turning so sharp? My God, oh God, I lost some. I lost some of the goddamn photos.
Jesus. I think
they're going through the cloud right now. Oh, man, that's a crazy storm, man.
And you're asking 1 million.
Let's do two.
$2 million and we have a deal. Is that that's what you're saying?
Yeah.
These are good.
Thanks. They're the new nacho crust cheesy gordibas.
Gordibas?
Yeah. Taco Bell's rolling them out.
So these are the new nacho crust. These are the new nacho crust cheesy gorditas.
Yeah. And that's not cheese inside. That's Baja Blast. And that is scorching hot. So when you bite down.
So let me get this straight. Yeah. These are the new nacho crust cheesy gorditas with Baja Blast and scorchers.
No, not and scorchers. It's the Baja Blast is scorching hot.
Yeah, can I get the nacho crust cheesy gorditas with Baja Blast?
Yeah, can you just say that one more time? Sorry, this is my first day on this side.
I want the nacho crust cheesy gorbitas.
Nacho crust.
With Baja, with Baja Blast. And Scorchers.
Baja Blast. And Scorchers. Okay. Did you want any cinnamon twists on the side?
Can I get it in it?
Yeah, sure. We can do that inside. And did you know we're also
everybody,
offering-
thank you for coming to the potluck. Okay, let's just quickly go around and see what you brought. I brought casserole. Okay, go ahead. Janet, what'd you bring?
Well, I brought a bunch of cheesy gorditas. I brought a cheesy gorditas.
Oh, shit. I brought nacho crust cheesy gorditas. We should have coordinated this ahead of time.
Oh, you got the nacho crisp ones. I just got plain cheesy gorditas.
Okay, so you brought cheesy
But I actually also brought a bucket of linguine. Taco Bell's rolling that out as a side. And so...
All right, Janet, every year, against my better judgment, I invite you. Everybody here, look around. Everyone's shaking their head no. They're all shaking their head no. Hands up even. They don't want you here.
But you're...
A bucket of linguine. They're holding their hands up like surgeons, like doctors, after they just washed their hands, and they're shaking their head. No, look at everybody. They don't want you here, Janet.
But you're my best
Stop
friend.
Stop saying that.
You are. You're my best friend. I might not be yours, but you are
Nobody
mine.
Wants to eat a
you
bucket of
mine.
Linguine.
I don't know. Taco Bell's rolling it out. It's like a new side.
Can I get one of those?
They're not doing it. They're doing it in little paper pouches. But
cheesy
I took all the.
Can I grab one of those cheesy gorditas?
Hold on. You want it from her? Or do you want it from him? Do you want nacho crust or no nacho crust?
I want it from Bruce.
Oh,
I want his cheesy gorditas.
Bruce,
holy cow!
Do you want a handful of linguine?
Bruce, you got a hog down there.
That's our show. I think that was fitting of the suggestion, though.
Oh, yes. Yes. It was.
You're 100% correct, Chris.
The entire scene.
Oh, thank you for
that. Are we supposed to know what Linguini the Roadrunner is?
You know what's so weird is my dog, when like my dog's acting out, we say that like it's her alter ego, and her alter ego's name
Shut
is Linguini. So I was very triggered. It's true.
Yes, no, that wonderful supporter and listener, Catherine Wasser, who's a double VIP, has sent stories about the Roadrunner, and I read one of them. It's been a while, like back in April, I think. But yeah, I will share the photos the moment I see them, if I can figure out how to upload them.
This is a pet?
Yep. Well,
okay.
It's a pet as much as Gary Anthony's squirrel is a pet.
Gotcha.
Yeah, a Roadrunner has decided to take over the front.
They're real.
Right outside her front door, there's like a planter. And
you
road
happen
runner.
To know if she's in Arizona?
I think so. I think it was Tucson, right?
Was it?
What are you doing? Like
I just happened to, for the first Columbo time in my whole life, I saw a Roadrunner like 3 weeks ago in Arizona. Oh. And I was like, oh my God, they're real.
Did it run? Was it running?
No, not really. But it looked like a real version of a Roadrunner. It was very tall. And
did it sound like a Volkswagen horn?
I had my windows up.
Oh.
It was on the side of the road. It was literally road running.
You drove past a bird and knew instantly that it was a road runner.
It looked like it was tall. Like, you don't often see tall birds on the side of the road. It was weird. I looked up what they looked like, and it was a road runner. I mean, it wasn't like big bird, but it was, you know, taller than your average bird.
I think that's exactly what we all pictured, a 6'4" bird.
Oh, my God.
Well, thank you, James Heaney, for being here. Are you still in the state of Arizona?
No, I'm back in California. I'm going to go back to Arizona in September. But actually, I have a big announcement. It's awesome. For years, I've worked for Gamefront. And for months, I've worked on this next step. And finally, it's announced I'm partial owner of Gamefront. We've revamped the website. And I would love you guys to check out. I don't think the new website's posted yet, but within the matter of a couple days, we're going to have it all revamped, and I'm really proud of the work that we've been doing. I'm quarter owner of Gamefront now.
Yes! Wow,
can I be the oldest on the planet and ask what the fuck Gamefront is?
I was going to also ask that. It's a YouTube channel. And I play video games and act like an asshole on the YouTube channel. But the website is for modding. So if you want to take your video game and mod it, like for instance, if you have an old game like Half-Life, you could install mods to make it a way better game is the really easy way. So there's a lot of file sharing on Gamefront.com so you can change what your video games do for you.
But you're not in charge of tech, right?
Literally, one of the owners of Gamefront, if I call and say I have a computer issue, he has a red alert alarm that goes on, and it just like it's like a siren. I'm not allowed to do anything tech there.
That's a good call, Chris. Oh, thank you, James, for being here. Congratulations. That is a monstrous announcement, and we're unbelievably thrilled for you. I think I speak on behalf of the entire United States. I will wait to hear from the rest of the world. Jackie Gonzalez, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. Congratulations, James. It's so exciting.
Yeah.
I have some pretty exciting news myself. I did recently purchase my first pair of prescription sunglasses.
Keep talking.
And so I will no longer have to wear two glasses at once. And I'm very proud of myself for giving myself.
Did you find the frames that you loved and then told the folks that you wanted prescription sunglass lenses put in? Or what was the process?
Well, I went to the optometrist and I told them, I said, I'm looking for lightweight frames and I'm going to get real ones. And then I also want some prescription sunglasses. Can you do that for me? And they said, absolutely.
They didn't ask if you had money. They just said, sure, we can do it.
They said, sure, and then they gave it to me for free. All they said was to show them my details. Oh my and I said, what are those? And then they laughed, and then I laughed.
Costco. That's so great. Craig, are you still in Parts Unknown?
Yeah, you'll never find me.
Well, one of us might.
Okay. And apparently there's a Delta Plus now. So if the Delta variant isn't enough for you, Delta Plus is on the way. So get that fucking shot.
Is that for real?
Yeah, there's a Delta Plus.
I heard of the Lambda.
Yeah. I got Peacock Plus like an asshole. Apparently there's a Delta Plus available.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Delta Plus is incredible.
Yo, can I get that login?
And it's wrapped in queso as well.
Awesome. Thank you for that.
Shit.
Joey Greer?
Yep. Thanks for having me. If you want to see what's going on online, Gamefront is where you're going to want to go. And I guarantee you, there's going to be a hot bit of people talking, probably a fantastic comment section on the website. But if you really want to know the real secrets of modding the game, go check Alchemy This Pod on Reddit.
Yeah, Joey, he's not going to give you a piece of his piece.
No. Okay?
He's not.
No.
So you don't have to push so hard. Thank you all very much for being here. Let's thank
Chris Alvarado. That's Comedy Fix at ChrisAlvarado.com.
I thought when you weighed in on James, you were.
No, that wasn't my time.
Can I just tell you that Comedy Fix is my new favorite fix?
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Woo! Yes. And please never stop doing it.
Okay.
We have two more testimonials to just record and then I'm good for the day. Yeah, no, I'm loving it, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you.
Still looking for that invite. All right, well, let's thank our engineer and producers to the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. The fine folks at iHeartMedia. And all of you listeners out there, thank you so very much. Please, and thank you for your patience on my responding to your emails and those folks on Patreon, same goes. Just know that every time you write, I guess my shit didn't cut it, Kev. It doesn't mean that. It just means I'm slower than we'd all like to reply to you. Perhaps James could help out with some of the emails since he has the Patreon password instead of the entire load. Well, we won't go into the rest of that. We love you dearly. We thank you. Please be kind to each other. And until next time,
Alchemy this.